I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Em.
How are you?
I'm good.
Great. I got all excited today to come in to record with you.
Right.
Because we have a great gal coming on. And then I got even more excited because she texted me and said, "Can I bring my dog, One Bean's Heart?" Who is amazing.
Okay.
Bean's mom is amazing.
So far, so good.
Mamrie Hart.
Woo!
This episode is tits.
We have two hot
bitches.
Bitches in the hiz.
Yes, that's correct.
Mamrie is a YouTube sensation. She's been in the game for a beat. She is making it work for her, not against her.
That's correct. You know, she's ended up in a trifecta, if you will. We've got Mamrie Hart, who collabs with Grace Helbig and the Hannah Hart.
And, you know, you worked on that show with Grace Helbig.
I did, and I had the pleasure of working with Mamrie, who was often a guest.
And I watched it, and I thought, what a charming girl. She's so funny and so funny. Really likable. Her energy really pops off the screen. For someone who I hadn't watched the YouTubes at that point, but I was like, oh, I love this girl. Who is she? She seemed like, I'm sure the kids who watch her are just like so drawn to her accessibility and her likability and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yes. And the best is that she's just a rad girl in the flesh. Let's bring her in here.
Okay, great. OMFG!
Well, welcome, Mamrie.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
We have YouTube royalty in the house.
I know.
Emily Frieda Foster.
We've only had two other YouTube people.
Which losers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. What is her name?
Sarah Wykel.
Well, sure.
Oh, Sarah Wykel. We were in the same hip-hop dance class this morning.
Yes.
Really?
We were good friends.
I've been really fancying up her name this whole time. I'm like, Wykel. It's Wykel. All right, let me calm down. I've been fancying it.
Well, I mean, she's so pretty. It's hard not to just fancy her right up.
Even after an hour of sweaty, 100-degree hip-hop dance class,
she looks
angelic, and I just look like a turd with googly eyes.
Well, I don't agree with that statement, but okay.
Yeah, her face is insane. Mm-hmm. She's got a beautiful, flawless.
I'm getting so many points right now in our friendship. I'll make sure she downloads this episode.
Well, she was one of our first guests, actually. Oh, I mean, a long time ago, and she it was just incredible to hear kind of how the management end of YouTube, and she was kind of one of the OGs, I think.
Mm-hmm. She's been in it for a while. She's killing it.
And I have a confession to make about that episode.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Look, it's been a while. Let's do it.
Since, we're known for drinking. You're known for drinking. Yeah. Everybody's known for having a drink. I had a few too many on that episode.
Oh, really?
And really, we had some editing issues.
Well,
it was insane.
Well, last night I got together with a friend who's starting a podcast, and we decided, let's just knock one out after we drank so many bottles of wine.
Oh, God bless.
So I flashed her my boobs during it. So I don't know if that'll ever hit the air.
See, that's great. My boobs stayed in.
So I feel
in good company here.
It was amazing because we had gone out for drinks prior, and it was that episode where we actually had to put a rule in place of like, a drink is fine, but
I got put on a limit.
We all had to regulate because we almost had to scrap it because it was like, but now
I feel bad. That's my, like, Sarah probably just thinks I'm a crazy person to this day.
I'll find out.
It was fun. And then Sarah brought us another bottle of champagne because she was late.
Right.
So we all, it was just an...
Was she late buying the champagne? I mean, it seems when someone runs late and then they're like, here's a gift, I'm sorry. It's like you could have been earlier if you hadn't have purchased it.
Exactly.
I feel like she had it on deck. It was a bottle of Veuve Clicquot, and I was like, great. I mean, be as late as you want.
I feel like a real shitty guest now.
But you were on time.
I brought a smelly dog. She brought Veuve.
First of all, brought Bean's heart.
Yes.
And for those who do not know, you need to go to the interwebs right now. B-E-A-N-Z, mm-hmm. last name Hart, H-A-R-T, just like Mamrie. Mm-hmm. This is the most delightful animal being in the world.
She looks like a tiny, to give you a visual, she looks like a tiny hairless deer mixed with the kind of slow hyena from Lion King.
Yeah,
exactly. Her tongue stays out.
The tongue and the little, like, it looks like it can walk. I mean, Beans looks like she should be able to walk on two legs.
If you saw Beans, if a shadow hit her just right and her shadow was projected largely on a building, she'd look like a scary monster. But she's 5 pounds.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
Now, you were saying Beans has her own Instagram account.
Oh, I am the Kris Jenner momager of Derp Dog. Derp? I'm trying real hard.
How many, and I'm terrified to ask you because Emily and I will have to bow our heads in shame, Instagram followers, I'll pull up ours and we'll just compare and contrast.
I'll pull up Beans's. Always be plugging. I have no shame.
Oh, yeah. This is already terrifying. I've got Beans up.
Can you get ours up because I had to do a iCloud backup and restore my phone. This is nobody's business.
I have yours up.
Oh, great.
Great.
Then we'll just humiliate us and then we'll celebrate your dog.
You guys are at 789. Make that 790 because there's a follow from me now.
Okay.
Hello. And Beans has 228,000
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so just a couple more than us.
And it's spelled B-E-A-N-Z-H-A-R-T.
I had no idea she was going to get such a thorough plug on this.
Well, you bring her and she's a beaut, so what are we going to do?
Is she considered – is there a top five celebrity dog kind of thing?
Oh, she's not even close. No? She is small potatoes compared to – no, there's dogs up in the millions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she needed
But then
the
they
plug.
Have like full-time – Their owners are like just full-time managers. They're the Weichels of canines.
Right. Mm-hmm. So weird.
Maybe that's what we need, Deanna.
Go ahead.
This is just a note for us. Okay. Maybe we need to adopt a cute OMFG dog.
Right.
And that might boost our followers.
Everybody loves a mascot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just think it over.
I'm open.
I have no problem drinking wine and going on Pet Finder. At wee hours of the night.
Do you know I do that so often. Well, it's unfortunate.
It's the most fun.
Really?
Deanna, have you been to petfinder.com?
I'm sadly a person who didn't grow up with animals. Like, we had one rabbit for like a year in a cage in the back. Mm. So I just don't have that kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
You'll build it though because we didn't have pets. We always had like outdoor cats, which are just like, they're just whores. Count. They're just running around.
Right.
And we actually had a cat named Jezebel. And we had a rabbit once. And I remember when I was little, my mom, like a couple of kids from down the street were playing, like some bad kids kind of. Mm-hmm. And my mom went to the bathroom and blood curdling scream. Like he had put the rabbit in the toilet.
No.
Yeah. It ended up catching a cold, but could you imagine from being wet?
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. Like, does it sneeze?
No, then passing.
Oh, it died. It died. Oh, I see. That's not funny. That died.
It died from fright of seeing my mom about to sit on it.
Mm. That's a story. Where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. The story checks out now.
No, I had to do some math, and the story did check out.
A lot more sense now.
Everything went added up to correct.
You're in the Southeast.
Okay, so our other YouTube guest.
Arden Rose.
Yeah.
Do you know her? Yeah, she's beautiful.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, she is.
She's delightful.
Yeah, she was very informational.
Yeah, she's very mature for her age.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She carries herself with an elegance I'll never have.
Nor I.
Right, because she's like 21 or 22.
And when
or
I was 21,
Oh my God.
I mean, I remember her leaving saying that she was going out to purchase lingerie. And I was like, I've never in my life purchased. You know, like, I've just never.
I bought my first lingerie like 2 months ago.
Good for you. I want to.
I know. I want to know more about that, but we'll just leave that be.
Okay. Navy blue lace bodysuit. Looks good.
Oh, okay. Like snap crotch?
Of course.
Bodysuit? Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just checking. Mm-hmm. And it's like sheer, so you can see all the boobs. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do you buy lingerie?
I don't have a single piece. I mean, I have underwear.
I believe you do.
Okay. I have gone through phases. My poor husband, I don't think he has seen nary a piece of lingerie. So I'm not
so
in
then
a
what's
lingerie
the point?
Phase. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get there again. I just, you know, haven't felt like really zhuzhing it up.
You're still a newlywed.
That's true.
Break out the lounge.
Yeah, I've got to dust her off. I don't know. It's like all crammed in a back closet somewhere.
Behind mismatched socks.
He'd probably be like, did you wear this for someone else? Or I'm like, oh, no. It's brand new. It's brand new. Let me just pick this lint off. Be great.
Yeah, I guess no one's ever bought me any, and I feel like that's kind of what should happen. And maybe I'm being very old school, but I feel like someone should buy me some.
Is that something that only happened in 80s movies?
I think
maybe.
So.
Because either no one's bought me any because it's just not what people do, or they just don't want to see me in it.
Either way.
Well, I think, that would be the assumption, but I really just don't think guys go out and buy lingerie.
Well, because it's a little embarrassing to go to the store.
And you'd have to know all the sizes and the types and the styles. I mean, that it's overwhelming as a woman to go buy that stuff.
Right, but then if you got handed a nightie that was an XL, you'd be like,
yeah.
I remember I had a boyfriend who, for my first birthday with him, he went to Victoria's Secret and bought underwear and then some, like, Victoria's Secret perfume and the lotion, you know, that, like, match.
Oh, those combos are rough.
And I just started crying because I was like, this is the most generic girl gift. I mean, not in front of him, but I was like, ugh, like, he doesn't even know me. Like, what is this garbage? Like,
I'm not a Moonlight Freesia kind of girl.
Exactly.
Whatever.
I mean, I was like 20. But
no, I know.
It's funny, you know, because now, like, the thought of someone running out and buying me underwear, I'm like, that's so nice.
Man, how our bar drops.
I know.
Right to the ground. So, Mamrie.
Yes.
Can you walk, because a lot of our listeners have never dipped into the YouTube world. Mm-hmm. They're too old.
Oh, okay.
It's disgusting.
Okay. We deal with the elderly.
Got it.
And deal with some youngins.
I'm so sorry to bring you here.
But we do have the elderly, like us, you know,
and
living.
And like myself.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm topping out on one of the olders.
Of the YouTubers.
Yes.
Fine. But you're still in the YouTubes, which means something, you know, I mean, you're still with the youth.
Hanging on. I'm the girl at the party that's like, she's still here.
Like, do you think maybe
you're
gonna
chaperone?
Wrap it up for?
Because I'm a Vine star and I need you to buy me beer.
Oh, so true. Hey. Why are they like 16?
I don't know.
It's scary.
With their own apartments.
Well, we have a special coming out where we went to the Vine on Vine.
To the apartments?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We got in there.
Okay. Who'd you get? Did you do the Batch, the Logan Pauls, the—
Okay. Great. All great questions. We didn't go in with any hot leads. We just got into the building, so—
And we may have seen some of those people.
We just waited for someone to leave?
Yeah. And we got at one of those gentlemen.
Okay.
Should we not say it? Because it's in our special.
Oh, okay. No spoilers.
We'll just tease it.
But we did get at one of them.
Cool.
You should take a listen on howl.fm.
You got it, dude.
So how did you start on YouTube? What was, like, the journey?
The journey was I was in New York doing sketch comedy at UCB and People's Improv Theater. I was actually on my first sketch team with Grace Helbig. Of the YouTube as well. And so we were on her first sketch team, became friends. She started doing her YouTube stuff while we were on it. Kind of lost touch for a little bit once the team was over. And then we reconnected and became like day drinking friends in our neighborhood.
Because
she was working out of her apartment making videos and I was bartending all the time. And then I had an idea to make a cocktail show that was just jokes and teaching people how to make drinks. And so Grace filmed it for me and helped me with it, you know, for the first several years. And it just kind of went from there.
So nice.
Yeah, but it was like combining the two things I was already doing in New York but putting it on the internet.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
So then how did Hannah get in the mix?
So then I think Grace met her once before, but I met Hannah at a YouTube convention.
Oh, how funny.
So there's a couple different ones where you go and you like meet and greet and meet fans. I just went with Grace. I just started YouTube, you know, I'd probably been doing it like 6 months or something, but I had no real audience. And so I went with her just to see the world. And once you go to one of those, you realize it's a whole ecosystem you didn't know existed.
What is it like to be there? Just out
it's
of curiosity.
Like you're in, I mean, the fervor of internet fans is so insane. Yeah. It's like you're at a boy band convention or something.
Oh
like
God.
Everyone is just so
freaking out.
So excited.
Like screaming?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
So I went and Hannah was there. Her show had just kind of blown up. And we all hung out and had Bloody Marys the first time we met. And then she came up to New York and we just spent like, you know, 5 days all just becoming much closer. And yeah.
So fun.
Yeah, it was like hyperspeed friendship. And we both had the last name Hart, drink on the internet, and started our YouTube channels in the same week. Mm. What is that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A match made in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And everyone assumes you're sisters, right? We're just going to clear this up.
Sisters or wives.
Or wives.
Oh,
I can see that.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're not. You're just friends.
Who knows? I try to keep a little mystery in my life. It's where I met my wife or sister.
Right.
That's Orlando?
Right. Interesting mystery.
Autumn sunrise.
Mm-hmm. We ancestry.com.
So... what, I mean, our teeny tiny little taste of YouTube mm-hmm. was Arden, but more specifically Sarah. The second we posted her episode, it was like we got so many likes and retweets and comments and craziness was happening. And we've had some names on, you know, that has never happened with like
– like we love Lance Bass, but – that just didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, social media is just so connected in with YouTube and whatnot. And there's such a personal connection with your audience, with the people watching the video, that, like, they're just really supportive.
Mm-hmm. And how is your experience with that? Do you love it or is it, like, what do you see every day? What kind of feedback do you get from
them? I adore it. Oh. I mean, I don't know if you can not enjoy people being lovely and complimentary and supportive. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a whole crew of cheerleaders behind
aww.
You. Yeah. And you'll get occasionally, you know, the shitty person. It's the internet. But if you're putting out positive content, then like those people eventually go away.
Right.
I feel like people troll other trolls.
Yeah.
Or like more negative stuff. But if I'm just telling silly jokes, like no one can really come for me.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you're like sitting at a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Do people approach you?
Yeah, I get I mean, it depends
sometimes.
Where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I get a few people a day. Yeah. Definitely. But then if you go to like a mall, that's a different story because, you know, the audience tends to be late teens, et cetera.
And what do they want from you?
A selfie.
Okay.
Always a selfie.
Always.
Wow. Always a selfie.
100% of the time.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. automatic. Like, yeah.
Snapchat?
What they do is they do the Snapchat selfie and save it
mm-hmm. okay.
so that they can Snapchat it, but it's also saved to their camera roll.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Because for a minute there, I didn't understand that. I didn't know that was a feature. And I was like, oh, I'm just Snapchat. I'm not Instagram worthy for you.
Right. Because you're like, I'm temporary.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Save the camera roll.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know.
They're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, here's my opportunity. Let's use it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Do you guys Snapchat?
We dabble. We dabble. Do you?
Yeah. I'm getting into it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I was there a couple weeks ago. I was into it. And now I've fallen off. I'll get back in.
I've done a video once, I think. I'll just be honest. Like, that's my extent so far. And I'm just kind of like, I just don't think I have anything really interesting going on.
Would disagree.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I'm never like inspired to be like, everyone needs to see what I'm doing right now. You know, it feels.
You're saying you're not as vain as most people.
Maybe, but no. I mean, I'm like,
here's my face here. Here's my face there. Here's my face here now.
But I love watching that, you know, like. I do love watching it. Maybe
just
I'll try
a selfie
it.
Slideshow. I think it's fun. It's, you know, it's one more thing to waste time when you're like
exactly.
waiting for a meeting or waiting for your food to come or alone in a restaurant. You know what I mean? It's one more thing to look at. Or it's one more thing to, when you see your friends in real life, pretend you have things to talk about. Because it's like, I know what you've done since I've seen
right.
you. I know you everything you've done thing. Every day for the last 4 months.
That is actually a phenomenon that I don't think people talk about ever.
Well, it's a form of vlogging. It's like everyone on Snapchat is essentially a vlogger now.
Right. No, it's 100% true. And also, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you have, you know, if you're putting everything out there, you do lose those moments where you're connecting mm-hmm. with someone and you want to reveal
right.
something about your life.
Yeah.
They already have a bit of information, if not the whole story.
Yeah. I think it must be weird in the dating world, especially because like right. Instagram, you get like the highlights. You get like one thing a day or every couple of days to see what they're up to. But if you're getting ready to meet up with someone and you're like, I know everything that happened to them today.
Right.
That's kind of fucking weird. It's a little Truman Show.
That whole movie was so before its time.
So ahead of its
crazy.
Time. I reference that movie way more than a normal person.
I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
But that movie really nailed the shit. And I don't even think it got good reviews at the time, but it was so good.
Do you remember when Matthew McConaughey had like basically a ripoff of that movie come out like 6 months later?
No. By the way, I like that one too. Although,
what is that one called? Like EdTV?
EdTV.
Oh, yeah.
By Ron.
That's a deep cut.
Totally.
Ron
Howard?
Howard made that.
Wow.
I know.
I thought it was unfortunate for EdTV that Truman Show came out before. When they were probably in production at the same time. But that's just me.
Yeah. But like both of these movies came out a while ago and they were telling us the future.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we looked at them and we said, ha ha, and we marched forward and now we're here living them.
Totally.
Crazy.
So is the person or people that you are dating on Snapchat and do you see them?
I don't talk about my personal life.
Okay. We're buying lingerie. I don't know.
I feel good. I just lost a little weight. I wanted to look good.
You look good.
Hey, thanks, guys. I know you guys can't see me, but I look so fucking good right now.
Can we just rattle off some of her hilarious tweets just to have a nice time?
I'll refill my wine as you do.
Oh, don't mind if you do.
You're going to need some fine wine for this poetry.
I'm going to need to clutch my dog.
How are you fixed over there? All right, let me
fix her up.
Oh, he speaks.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Oh, God.
July 22nd. At this point, I own so many snap crotch bodysuits that I basically have the wardrobe of a newborn. I love that.
True. It's true. Like, I did a photo shoot yesterday, and they're like, bring a bunch of options. And I realized everything I pulled out was a bodysuit. Like, I'm back to 1991.
That is what my very good friend Julie Lewis wore in college, like, every single day. And we made fun of her, and still do. Because we felt there was going to be a yeast infection involved.
Oh, interesting.
You wear panties.
I know.
It's not in lieu of panties.
I know, but it's so to button something up right there, you know?
I do not know how you think yeast infections work.
I don't know.
She has a lot of confusion in general about down there, but I hear what you're saying. It feels like perhaps
a
tighter
hug.
It's a nice tight hug.
Yeah.
But I recently, I'm getting into high-waisted pants, and I think those two are sisters.
Yes,
those
sure.
are sister styles.
Yeah.
Because if you're wearing a high-waisted pant,
you want to
tuck in.
That's true.
And you don't want to constantly be tucking.
The first time I ever bought a padded bra was to wear a bodysuit, because otherwise it was just like, you know, the flat board. So I had to like have a little something.
Boom.
A little padding.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It was great.
Did your boyfriend buy it for you?
I was really young. So it would have been pervy.
That'd be such an insulting gift. Here's a padded bra, sweetie.
And some lotion.
For your ashy knees.
Is that a bodysuit?
This is not.
Okay.
It's just a t-shirt.
Just a t-shirt. I didn't know like
how. It looks bodysuit
possibly.
Yeah, no. This is my one shirt.
You're making me want to go out and buy one.
You should. There's some really great quality bodysuits on the market right now.
Where are you buying your bodysuits?
May I suggest?
And do
well, of course, always online. Topshop, Urban Outfitters, and I'll just say it, guys. I'm about to turn 33 next month, forever 21.
Amen. Great. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Just realized my phone autocorrects Guy to be capitalized because of how much I talk about Guy Fieri. I'm okay with this?
I talk about that. I'm a Food Network obsessed person. Like, I watch very little TV these days, but when I do, it's Food Network. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's the king of Food Network.
Is he?
I don't know. I don't enjoy a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. The man is garbage.
Okay, great. I'm just happy we're starting there. Okay, because I just wanted to check
in. Like, I'm not trying to party with Guy Fieri and his BFF Kid
Fieri.
But
Trebek in the house.
Guy's grocery games. That's I'm not into the Triple D, but the Triple G, it's not the worst show.
Okay.
Hot tip.
Is it like a supermarket sweep?
It's like Chopped in a grocery store, but they put in elements of supermarket sweep.
God bless.
Yeah, like you can only spend this much, but here's a thing of coupons. Or all your food has to weigh less than 3 pounds. Give me a full Italian meal.
Oh, geez.
There's some real challenges.
That's hard.
I love that a lot.
I actually saw him once.
Oh, my God.
In a parking lot.
Did you get a selfie and put it to Snapchat and save it?
No, I had no idea that I had strong feelings one way or the other about him. And when I saw him, I was like, ugh. And then I was like, whoa. I shocked myself. I was like, what? I didn't know. I didn't know I had that feeling inside.
Was he like real sweaty?
He was a little sweaty. He had, you know, and the sunglasses, the douche glasses
up on his
head.
That's what I like about Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Triple D, as we referenced before, is you can tell the mornings they shoot that, like, him and the crew went hard in Random Town, USA.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, bullets of sweat standing over this, like, pozole. I enjoy it.
Okay. The closest I've ever had to a passionate love-hate relationship is eating wasabi peas.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because you want to get in there, and just when you think you're done, just when you're like, you were too spicy, P. Like, that was too much. You got to keep going.
You're like, I enjoyed it. I'm going back.
I like that all. I have a lot of food related tweets.
No, that is a because it is so fraught, the relationship.
It's like I eat it like a cat eating it. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, this sucks, but I like it. But it sucks.
Oh, goodness. Okay, going out on a limb here. I'm going to say that the band that makes me the least horny is R.E.M. Glad to have that off my chest.
I just heard R.E.M. one day. It was like, that's me in the corner. And I was like, I've never been drier. I don't know. Something about Michael Stipe, right? That's his name. I tried to go through the catalog and it was just
dry.
Anything would make me want to feel flirty or no.
No.
Like if that came on shuffle when you were
in Bone Town.
Like, in Bone Town. Let alone that, even in Kiss Town, you'd be like, ugh. You'd have a Guy Fieri reaction. If I had to make love to Guy Fieri while eating wasabi peas, while listening to R.E.M., that's a level of hell.
You would be so many emotions. Like, you would explode because it would be so many things happening at one time.
Completely.
You'd the only to. Word to describe that would be, like, smelly fart. That whole situation is just a fart.
Wow.
Like a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm picking it up. You're a poet, Foster.
Thank you.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
And we're going to talk about your movie.
Ooh.
OMFG.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm. It's like Netflix for podcasts. Attention, OMFG fans. That's you guys. There is a new episode of OMFG Investigates, and it's available on Howl. It's an OMFG Investigates where we grab our clipboards, dust off our blazers, and hit the pavement to investigate issues that are quintessentially millennial. Listen as we head to a building in Hollywood where a bunch of famous Viners live together, and we attempt to ask the question, is Vine dead? In addition to these specials, you'll get exclusive access to over 150 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries and over 100 comedy albums. So what you need to do is go to howl.fm/OMFG to subscribe to Howl and get your free trial. Plus, if you sign up for the annual plan, you'll save over 40% on the regular price. That's a whole year of Howl for just $34.99. This deal is available for a limited time, and you can only get it on the web. So march yourself over to howl.fm/OMFG, and you're going to get 1 month free trial and the opportunity to get a discounted annual subscription for a limited time. That's howl.fm/OMFG.
OMFG.
We're back with Mamrie Hart and Beans Hart, maybe a relation to Hannah Hart, but we don't know. We don't know.
We don't know if this is Hannah's niece.
That's right.
Or stepdaughter.
We don't know.
We like to keep
it
mysterious.
We're not trying to figure it out. Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. No one cares. Everything is Googleable.
Should we play a little clip from the movie?
I would love to.
Is it?
Yeah, it's weird. I hate watching myself.
Oh, I like watching myself.
I like watching myself in private when I'm drunk and I'm like, I'm charming.
Listening to REM, just working it.
The worst.
So you wrote this movie, which is incredible.
Thank you.
And you star in it.
Mm-hmm. I do, along with my sister wife, Hannah Hart, and Grace.
That's correct. And a special shout out to the role of waitress, Jocelyn Hughes.
I know. I was just texting with her.
I saw that in the IMDb, and I was like, hello.
She is so funny.
She is very funny.
She took a little nugget of a role and had some good face work happening.
So I'm just going to read the synopsis. This is in select theaters on 9/23.
Yes.
And available at Target?
It'll be select theaters immediately on demand.
Okay.
And then also you can like buy an actual physical copy at Target because people still do that stuff apparently.
Nice.
God bless.
That's cool.
God bless people with DVD players.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the synopsis. When the party is on, it is off the hook. Kate has only a few days to turn her life around before she turns dirty 30. Mm-hmm. But with three besties and zero rules.
This is the first time I've fucking heard this. <You're> like, I did not write that.
Look, it's poetry. But with three besties and zero rules, anything is possible. Exclamation point.
It's true.
Yeah. All right, I don't know how this is going to go because
I know how it's going to go for me. It's going to be a full body clinch.
Okay, well, are you happy or not in a jumpsuit right now?
Tight hug.
Bodysuit.
Oh, I hate this.
Such a kid. Baby, let's go. You can put your face on in the car.
Oh my God.
Sorry, guys. Work drama.
Hey, Linda.
Oh my God.
Eve is acting out.
I was really looking forward to going cross-country skiing with the family.
She's lying. Oh, I get it. We're lying.
Charlie is coming out.
We're engaged.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Kate is freaking out.
Your profile said you work in the film industry.
And Mamrie
That's cool.
is Kate.
I work at Take-Two Video.
Oh, God, no. My ex-boyfriend just walked through the door.
You want to make him really jealous.
No, that's not at all
what I wanted. Coming in to touch the shoulder.
Nope. I like that wrap dress.
Okay. Don't my tits look great in that?
Yes, it
does. And now she's turning 30.
I hope you got to keep it.
No, you don't get to keep anything on wardrobes.
I know.
Anyway, the movie is super fun.
It looks like a blast.
It's chock full of funny folks.
It looks great. I didn't know you wrote it. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Talent.
Who knew by this look?
No, I mean, that's really incredible. How did you guys get it made?
Well, we did an indie feature that I wrote 2 years ago called Camp Dakota with just a producer who just believed in us and wanted to do it. And then we were going to do the same thing with this movie, and then Lionsgate came on board and wanted to back it up. Mm.
I've never heard of them. Are they a big movie?
They're up and coming.
Distributor? Okay, yeah. Great.
Distributor.
That's awesome.
So it's nice. Huge. It feels supported.
And do you love it?
I love it.
Like a bodysuit.
Supported like a crotch in a bodysuit.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like I'm not embarrassed about anything about it.
That's huge.
And that's like the highest.
Oh, the highest
for me.
Level.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, oh, I'm not nervous or embarrassed.
I've never reached that, to be honest, with stuff I've put out in the world. I'm always
Jesus.
Maybe not this section. Let's move to the next section. Yeah. Okay, let's read this part.
Nope, I get it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Thanks.
And you have all your homies in it.
So many homies. There's a nice splattering of other YouTubers who are really great actors. But then also I got to cast a couple people from back in my UCB days.
Amazing.
From New York and the Pit and stuff. So it was cool to get people on that, you know, we hadn't worked together in years, but I knew they were going to be the funniest.
Do you have UCB-er types ask you, you know, how did you do this with YouTube? Can you give me tips? Like, do people come to you wanting to know how to kind of take this avenue?
There's a little bit of that. Mainly it's more just it's more when people want you to promote stuff and you're just like, I just can't or else it'll just
be crazy.
Yeah, the Twitter feed will not be the magic you just heard.
Right.
You're right. Filling it with retweets.
Right.
But everyone, yeah, it's interesting because it's such an oversaturated environment right now that when people are saying like, well, how do you do YouTube? How do you get it bigger? It's like, I don't fucking know because yeah. I did it 5 years ago when it was I started it at, you know, a different time.
You were like a pioneer.
Well, it'd already been out for, YouTube had already been going for, I think, like 4 or 5 years.
More.
But then again, it's, you know.
Had at that point people been putting out like content that was actual channels, were people doing that kind of thing or were they just uploading videos like
I think it was both. Yeah. Still is. I mean, now people know, you know, kids watch YouTube instead of television, you know. More YouTube is watched on phones than more hours of YouTube are watched on phones than I think like hours of cable television are watched.
Wow.
Like I don't know the exact stat, but it's mind blowing.
Yeah. I read today, actually, just doing some YouTube research, that an hour of YouTube footage is uploaded every second.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That's like, so there's no possible way to watch all content on
right.
YouTube.
Which
like,
is
it's
why
one of those
it's
staggering
like,
thoughts.
There's no formula to how to get popular on it besides, you know, try to collaborate with other people who are already doing it because it's a real, like, community-based
right.
thing. And just, yeah, just fucking make a prayer.
Make some shit.
Make a prayer.
Pray.
Is that what you do? You make
yeah.
prayers?
Make a prayer.
You do. Mm-hmm.
So we have some fun facts about you.
Oh,
Should
God.
Should we just rattle them? Or do you want to play a game? Okay, great.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
Well, we have just a little quiz.
Okay.
We like to test people.
Okay, great.
Speaking I know what YouTube. The fuck they know.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay.
About myself?
Yeah. Just about.
I'm going to fail so hard.
Things in general.
Well,
just
I'm
going to
ask
broad.
You a few of these because they're kind of, it's YouTube based.
Oh, okay.
Hence
oh,
my YouTube
no.
research today.
Jeez Louise.
Okay, so YouTube was founded in what year?
2005.
You ding, got ding, that ding, right, ding, girl. Ding,
ding. Mm-hmm.
You're starting out real strong.
Boom, went to the 10-year anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
YouTube was founded by 3 former employees of what company?
Google?
PayPal.
Unexpected.
Really?
Unexpected.
Yeah. And they're still going strong. I pay a lot of stuff with PayPal.
Yeah, they're doing great. I did not know that. That is what I'd like to call a fun fact.
Right? I liked that one. Okay, mm-hmm. So in 2014, Grumpy Cat earned more money than which Oscar-winning actress?
This is multiple choice.
A,
okay.
Anne Hathaway. B, Cate Blanchett. Or C, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Which year was this?
2014.
2014. Who
Grumpy
didn't
Cat.
Have a big hit? Anne Hathaway.
I'm so sorry. The correct answer is Gwyneth.
No! Are we talking with goop and everything?
Yeah,
everything.
You know what? That's a great question.
She's a little grumpy cat.
She is a grumpy cat.
You know what? She's
a grumpy cat.
Lucky to be a grumpy cat, okay?
She really does rub everyone just raw.
I still like her.
I do too.
No, by the way, so do
listen, I would still go to her fucking patio and have one of her wood fire oven pizzas any day of the week.
If she wanted to be my friend, I would die.
My favorite thing about Gwyneth, which is a, way to set up a sentence no one has ever said. Yeah. my favorite thing about Gwyneth is her delightful friendship with Mario Batali.
Exactly. Thank it's you. Cute. I've seen them together and it's adorable. They're like chums. Like they're like whispering in each other's ears. It's weird. I love it.
That could, but you could have that with Guy.
Could I? Could I just crawl up
the
those
Goodwill
chef pants
version of
hold
the
his
Gwyneth
waist,
Mario?
Put on his sunglasses.
Backwards.
Okay, this is kind of a fun one to grow on. What music video actually broke YouTube's view counter?
Psy.
Yeah, that's
Gangnam
right.
Style.
Yeah, you know.
Well, that's just pop culture knowledge,
I
baby.
Didn't know.
I didn't know that. I like that.
Yeah, he was the first person to reach a billion views.
He and it was worth it.
It was. What do you think Psy's doing right now?
I think trying to make another one.
Well, is he still like? Is he? Did he have multiple hits?
He had another hit.
My niece and nephew are obsessed with whatever that other song is.
Currently,
yes. He did have another big hit.
Similar vibe.
Yes,
definitely very similar.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just Gangnam Style with different words.
Right.
Totally.
Got it.
But
and then he did that pistachio commercial.
That's right. He did. It was made me want some pistachios.
Pistachio, they got him, some big actor, and Honey Badger in the same campaign.
That's right.
I'm like, how does pistachios make that much money? Like, how often do you buy pistachios?
Rare.
Are you giving them a lot of cash?
Addie actually loves pistachios, buys them all the time.
Really?
Little known fact. If you ever want to come over and enjoy some, you're more
I enjoy
welcome.
Pistachios, but after about 20, my fingers start to hurt. It's too much.
It's a lot of work. And you have to throw away so many.
So many. Like,
a lot
or
of
when
stinkers.
You get the one where there's no crack in the pistachio.
And then you're like, what am I going to do? Like, put a book on it? Like, crack? No, I'm just going to throw it away.
Just bang it against a rock, like an early tool?
Hit it with a fork.
That and sunflower seeds. Get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, yeah, those are a lot of work.
My God.
These are all very, like, love-hate wasabi-ish, you know? They all have a similar vibe.
I found my niche.
Yeah, this is all just feeling very, like, just being fraught.
Just pissed off at snacks.
Very aggressive.
What do you like to snack on?
Oh, God, so much.
Okay, good.
Really into dips.
Ooh, girl, I'm into some dippins.
I love anything I can dip, I'm into.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who's, like, been an OG in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see where YouTube is going?
Oh, fuck. I hope they still watch me. I don't know. I think it goes in trends. I think it goes in trends with entertainment, like the same way that sometimes reality TV is just the biggest, it's the top shows and everyone's obsessed with reality TV, but then it becomes really great narrative stuff. I feel like those waves are forming in YouTube too. So there's going to be times where it's all about people vlogging and pranks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be more scripted kind of premise shit like I do. So I don't know where it's going, but I know a lot more people are going to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's there for the taking.
It's there, baby.
People are using it. They're looking for content. And
exactly.
They want, like, good stuff.
They can't stop.
All right, my final question.
Okay.
Is there an up-and-coming little booby on YouTube that we should all be aware of?
I don't really watch YouTube, guys.
You don't.
Okay, great. Done. It's over, you guys. I heard it from
no, okay, no, if I'm going to say one person that makes me laugh really hard— is his name is Drew Monson, and he's actually in Dirty 30, and was such a great sport because his character for 80% of the movie is laid down like a sushi girl, but covered in like Cheetos and stuff.
I saw that in the
He's so absurd and does not care about following any trends to get more views, and he makes me laugh really hard. So yeah, there's a hot tip. You're welcome, fucking Drew.
Do you have another movie like on the horizon? Do you have ideas? Are you like getting
There's
excited
other
to do
things
stuff?
That have not been announced that are really exciting.
Stay tuned, motherfuckers.
That's right. I love it. I love that journey, mm-hmm. you know? Very cool.
And you can find Mamrie on the Twitter at MameTown.
Same for Insta.
And Insta. Does your YouTube channel have a spell? It's
Yeah, it's a You Deserve a Drink.
You Deserve a Drink.
And then I have a second channel. Also called Mametown.
And you can also buy her book, You Deserve a Drink.
Yes,
and a
you
can. Second book is in the works.
Who knows?
Okay.
TBD. Mystery.
You got to keep it. You got to not tell them if your wives are sisters and not announce things until they're, you know, the ink is dry.
And don't tell anyone if those bodysuits give you yeast infections ever.
They don't.
They don't. They don't.
I'll just
no,
go
I
ahead. I'll let them know.
Don't. Yeah.
I'm not wearing a wet bodysuit.
That's maybe probably what I was wondering.
If it starts to get wet, I just listen to REM.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I'm a fucking god. This was great.
Thank you. OMFG.
So I'm glad we landed on an OMFG drink today, which is red wine.
Yeah. You know, when you texted me today in honor of having Mamrie on today, and she is a creator of cocktails on her show, on her YouTube channel.
You deserve a drink.
That we should have like a specific OMFG kind of cocktail, and should it be effervescent? Should it be?
We really should have one, you know?
We absolutely should.
But I was just drawing a complete blank all day, and I was like, are we vodka? Are we tequila? I mean, I couldn't even pick a base, you know?
You're right. Like Bitch Sesh, yeah. They have Whispering Angel.
That's right.
That's their signature drink.
And God bless, it's a beautiful wine.
It's a lovely rosé.
But yeah, we have not honed in yet. So if you guys have any suggestions for us, please get at us. We will sample and we will come up with where our hearts are.
I would like something effervescent.
Yeah.
Like I need a splash of something, you know, with a fizz.
It's got to be sophisticated.
Correct.
Like us, but okay, like still cool.
Is that us?
Yeah.
I like that. I like it. You have a really nice outlook on who we are.
Well, I don't want it to be like a drink that we would bring in that like the youth would be like, what the hell is this? My mom
right.
drinks
like
this.
We can't bring in an old fashioned or
well,
a...
Well, they're back, so we could.
Oh, okay.
But, you know... I don't think that's our drink.
Maybe not like a grasshopper.
Oh, no.
Right.
That
we
will
need something,
not do.
We need something fresh.
Right.
Okay. I really liked her.
Well, she's just great.
She's a great girl. I like her journey. You know, I feel like there's people who live that YouTube life and they kind of only live in that world. But she's talented and she came from comedy and she kind of made it work for her. And now she's able to branch off and that's the dream.
And she's got a movie coming out.
I mean, looks good.
It looks really good. Go see it. It's called Dirty 30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about her turning 30, although we just learned that she's older than that.
Oh, damn, girl.
Damn.
Calling people out onto the streets.
Look,
it is what it is. It has Grace Helbig in it. It has Hannah Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Tyler Oakley up in there?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay. More will be revealed. It has that guy she promoted at the end, which I don't remember his name.
Dan Mosby?
Mosby?
I think I made that up.
If that's you, God bless.
God bless.
And,
shout out.
That's it, you know?
Yep. I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod. You know what's great is that it tickled you this time.
It did get
when
me.
Normally it tickles me.
I know, because I had to think about it a little bit.
You did, because...
I'm like, who am I?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You guys are real surprises and delights, and we appreciate you. And, you know, keep on keeping on. Head over to that iTunes page. Give her a like. Write her a comment. We like that.
Thank you.
Bye. OMFG.
Now Hear This is coming to Anaheim this October. It's a brand new podcast festival where you can hang out with your favorite hosts and other podcast superfans, and everyone is going to be there. Everyone? Everyone. I'm talking Comedy Bang Bang.
Good morning, Vietnam!
One of my favorite movies about one of my favorite places.
WTF.
And then at first I thought, this is fun. Then I thought, I'm going to die.
And that's Louis C.K.'s work.
That's
criminal.
Did you think for a second, I'm dying. I'm gonna die.
Oh yeah, I thought it was it. Absolutely.
The Moth.
They say that ghosts are people caught between two worlds. I'm caught between two worlds.
Plus, Super Ego. How did this get made? Pop Culture Happy Hour. Spontaneation. Lore. The Memory Palace. Tannis. Hello from the Magic Tavern. And over 30 podcasts in total. Tickets are going fast, including a very limited number of intimate VIP packages with reserved seating. So get yours now and learn all the details at nowhearthisfest.com.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.